John and I over here just oohing and aahing over the dessert. Thanks to Harbor Kitchen and Tap, we have that $50 gift card. Going to be giving it away. Coming up, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Wes is off. John is in, though. We are talking Lake County Restaurant Week, 10 days to savor. Starts tomorrow, April 1st. Crazy, it's already April 1st tomorrow through the 10th. So again, those 10 days over two weekends, plenty of time to go check out all of the restaurants participating this year. You can get all the details at lakecountyrestaurantweek.com. But John, you have some new restaurants that are going to be part of this.
Yes, we try to vary it up every year. These are partners that come on board with us, and we're trying to hit all the corners of the county. So we've added some new venues that are really unusual, too. There's one over in Lake Forest. I'm going there tomorrow. It's called The Gallery, and it was an art gallery first, okay. And then they added the restaurant component. Okay. So now they have ongoing art displays that switch out every couple months.
That's cool.
When they switch out the art display, they switch up the menu.
So I like that.
It changes, and they've got their own branded wines. They work with Pozzo Divino, the winery in Highwood that we also work with. Really cool venue. Over in Lincolnshire, Fat Rosie's Tequila and Taco Bar.
Oh, that's right up my alley.
They've been open a little over a year now, and this is from a larger restaurant group. It's really a fun atmosphere. The music, the sombreros, the tequila, everything.
Yeah.
It's really a cool vibe when you go in there, and great food. Antioch, we've developed a little bit of a niche. We had a bunch of restaurants jump in with us, and I haven't been to, honestly, these. Oliveri North is Italian. Mexican Paradise Cafe, Latte Cafe and Bakery, Johnny's Snack Shop, and Rivalry Ale House.
I've heard good things about that place.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got a real strong park once and hit them all venue there. In Mundelein, we just brought back on the Gale Street Inn. They're under new ownership, and if you used to go there in the old days, they're famous for their ribs and the vibe there. They're still over by Diamond Lake Road in Mundelein. All new ownership, fresher menu and so on. So we're happy to have them
still
on board.
Still good ribs?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Some things can't go away. No. That has to be the
Stable.
Part of the tradition. Absolutely. Bobby's in Deerfield. We don't get down that way at the very south edge of the county too often. So Bobby Deerfield's came on board.
Cool.
That's a nice, well-rounded menu. In Libertyville, we've got a huge cluster of restaurants. We know the Milwaukee Avenue corridor in downtown. Mm-hmm. A new one down there is Sweet Home Gelato. That has several locations in Lake County. They just jumped on board. And then our Harbor Kitchen and Tap that we're trying this morning.
We're taking another bite now while
you're
talking.
There you go. There's a cue. A couple in Waukegan. Honey Bay's Barbecue. It's kind of a carryout and catering place, but we're told the barbecue is awesome. People are coming from all over for that. Isabella's Red Hots. In Long Grove, we've got another cool niche developing. We've already got Buffalo Creek Brewing and Village Tavern. Now we've added Chatterbox and Joni's Pizzeria. And there's a real newness to Long Grove. They just finished all the renovations to the downtown with their festivals. And now the restaurants are starting to emerge and show a real fun nightlife going on there.
Awesome. I dig it. So it really, what it boils down to, there's plenty of places to choose from.
We have this card that lists all of them. You'll see it on our website on lakecountyrestaurantweek.com. It's in the Tribune. When you go into restaurants, we have table tents where you can just scan a QR code, and then it'll give you the list of the restaurants, and you can do your check-in that way, so you can win more prizes and stay with the program all the way through.
I dig it. 10 Days to Savor, Lake County Restaurant Week. Again, it's the seventh year. This year's theme is all about support. So get out there, support those restaurant workers in over 22 communities across Lake County. Good stuff that we're trying here from Harbor Kitchen and Tap. And I am being very, very, I was going to say graceful. That's not the word that I want to say. I'm going to be very generous. There you go. Another G word. Generous by not holding on to this $50 gift card that John brought in. $50. Harbor Kitchen and Tap. amazing desserts. I can only imagine what their food is like.
They do a great brunch, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And live music.
Cool.
So there's lots to see there.
If you want to get your hands on that $50 gift card, be caller number 5 right now, 847-336-1023. Good luck and happy Lake County Restaurant Week. John, thanks for coming in, as always.
Thank you.